Shir Kora and Shuva Vavtish Reitov Shemem Gimel, September 23, 1982, on Thursday, continued.
The modern Balakama, the Mishnah in Balakama, Tafsadik Vez, in Pirik Achir. So the halacha is that if somebody is Chayvu B'chavirei, he is mechuyev to pay in Gim Gvon. Nezek Tzah, Vipu, Shemes Abeich. Ah, not Mishu, Nezai, even though he paid all the five Gvon, Nezek Tzah, Vipu, Shemes Abeich, Einim Chalei. So it's not forgiven. Achi Yivakish Men, until he appeases the Nerva. Shenema, so we could say, there's the Pasikim. There's the pasuk from the Hashem Tito. No, the Mishnah will come and mention another pasuk. Shenema the ato hoshei eishes soish kinoviu v'yispalu ba'atcho u'minayim shinul mochalei shuar zori shenema v'yispalu avom olekim v'yirapi olekim esalema. So the question is raised, that question is raised by some of the achrim at the back of the mod. Why do we need to psuki? Is the same aloche that is mentioned in the Mishnah Yume. And here the Mishnah itself deduces it from the Pasuk. In Vayero, the Ato Hoshe Vesesh Yish Kinoviu, the Rebbein Shom told Avimelech that he should be Misakim as Amuvos, he should return Sora to Avron, and then he can have Mechila, he can have Kapore. But until he's Misakim as Amuvos, he cannot have any Kapore. So why do we need to Psukim? Well, it seems that the two psukim are expressive of two different halachos. Now, I said before that tshuva accomplishes two things. First, tshuva is makir b'shem roshe. It changes the spiritual and moral status of the person from the roshe and the chayte into the tzadik. And then tshuva affects kapor. As far as kapor is concerned, so there are other factors that can affect kapor. According to Rebbe, Yom Kippur is mechaper without tshuva. Even though we don't pass through like Rebbe, we pass through like the Rabbanon, that without tshuva, Yom Kippur cannot be mechaper, but the Rambam says that this man should be sanit l'shkayon, so the Soyer HaMshtaleach, together with Yom Kippur, was mechaper al kol aveiros, kalos. Kalos means eser leisese. Chmures means krisis misses besden, plus leisiso. Leisiso, there is no kalos, but it's chmures. But kalos is eser leisese. So, this man should be Samir Shere Kayom, the Sfeir HaMishtaleach and Kippur were capable of being Mechaper and Kalis without Tshuva. So there can be Kapore without Tshuva too. Now, certainly, if this man should be Samir Shkayom, so if a Jew was Echon Nebeles a whole year, not only a whole year, if he was Echon Nebeles moment, and then the Yom Kippur first vow, he, a certain Jew, the Echon Nebeles, didn't do Tshuva, you cannot use him on the Maror of Yom Kippur for an Eide, because he's still a Roshe. So, to be Mafkir Shem Roshe, that only Tshuva can do. But Kapore can be affected by other factors also, not only Tshuva. Tshuva is one of the factors that can affect Kapore. Now, this Aloha, that Avere Shem Yod Mechavere, even if he does Tshuva, so, it's not Nihalo, until is Miratzes Chavere. Does it apply only to the Indian of Kapore? But as far as Afko Hashem Roshi is concerned, so then the Shem Roshi can be poka with Tshuva alone, even without Pius. For example, let's say a person he gazled. So, and he did Tshuva. He returned the Gzeira. But that's not enough. He has to be Mifayez the Nigzal also. Just returning the Gzeira is not enough. He has to be Mifayez the Nigzal. So a person who has Chayu B'Chaveret. So he becomes the Roshe. And he becomes Posleides, mentioned Shulchan Aruch. If somebody is Chayu B'Chaveret, he's Posleides in the Raiseh. Because if he's makes chaviri akoye pochet mishavet pute, so then he's leike. If the akoye is not mishavet pute, so then we say eno the leike mishalim and the feo shchips a tevel mishashlumi. But the love of liyesis is the love for which sometimes there is malke. If the akoye is pochet mishavet pute, so memele if the akoye is more mishavet pute, so the avere is not less. Homo can if the akoye is less mishavet pute. So many Rishayim say that no matter whether the Akoye is Shavet Pute or less than Shavet Pute, it becomes possible that it's Midrash. Now, and it can be the Ha'ivon. But the Mishnah says, in Nimchale, Achei Faisi. So he has to apologize, he has to ask for forgiveness, and the Nelbo has to tell him, I forgive you. Suppose he wasn't defiled. He did Shuvet. He followed the Rebbeinu Shalom. And he paid him. The Ha'ivonim, Nezek, Tzar, Ritu Shavet Pute. But we find he was. Is it kosher ladies or not? Suppose someone will be in Kaddish and Nisho, in his presence, will the vision be valid or not? So, we could say either way, we could say that the whole aloche, that Aveire Shemod Mechaveire, and Yom HaKippur and Mechaveire, is only aloche in Kapor. That in Aveire Shemod Mechaveire, the Rebbeinu Shalom is not Mechaveire, unless there is peace. But, insofar as that Kosh and Rosh is concerned, so, if he does shuvah to the Rebbeinu Shalom, for the Rebbeinu Shalom, so Shem Rosh is spoka. And we could say, no, that vis-a-vis, you know, Aveire, Shemod Mechaveire, so there are not two elements, two constituents of shuvah, but three constituents of shuvah. Vis-a-vis Aveire, Shemod Mechaveire, so we have only two elements of shuvah. Harot Elova, Kabolav. If you want, say three. Aziva Sachet, Harot Elova, Kabolav. But vis-a-vis, you know, Mechaveire, so there are three constituents of shuvah. Chavot Rova, Kabbalah Lahabe, and Pius Chaveir. And Pius Chaveir. So Chetim is mentioned in the Shanchi, by Rabbi. In Shanchi, Veshah, Shushi. See, paragraph Reish Chof Ches, 228, so Rami Yenis says as follows. V'yato yishtenim v'chil yisecho, la'amei da'lika ha'dobar hazeh. Hine yigdamnu kimuta ulisapia b'gdus ha'chete, al chomos ha'shabichapo, im neida ha'dobar. Kilo yoz ha'darke, kme yagezel v'achimri, so yamazik v'ameitzik, o yamau b'imponim u'mavish u'machtia, v'amsapia lo shnoro, v'lehishik z'atela, v'lushir niske. Do we pick a shmichabir or hadras aveir? So the Rabbi Yenis says mentioned before, that under certain circumstances, it doesn't mean like this, but if it's for a very constructive purpose, so in order to deter other people from aveiras, so one is allowed to talk Lashon Hara against the Rosh, against someone who is an Inis in my Samcha, for a constructive purpose. If it's not for a constructive purpose, so then it's also, even against the Russian. But if it's for a constructive purpose, let's say he sees certain youngsters, they mix and they associate with other people who are Rishonim, who are sinners, and he's afraid that if they will be allowed to associate with those gamblers, or those criminals, those sinners, so then they themselves will become corrupted. So then it's muta to talk Russian or against the Russian. Just to talk Lashon Hara against the Rosh, just like that, for the fun of it, is an Ifa Gomor, Rabbi Yenis says. But to talk Lashon Hara against the Rosh, against an Eisi Maisa Amcho, for a constructive purpose, it's Muta. But someone is not a Rosh, you're not allowed to talk Lashon Hara, even Lashem Shomari. There is no heta to talk Lashon Hara, Lashem Shomari. Only against the Rosh, someone who is an Eisi Maisa Amcho, so for a constructive purpose, you're allowed to talk Lashon Hara. That Rabbi Yehi discusses it. Chavetz Chaim Mishnah Saloshi, Mensch discusses it at great length. So Rabbi Yehi says, if somebody, he gaveled, he was mazik, he insulted people, and himself slandered people, and he gaveled, or he was mazik, and v'loibikesh mechaveir el haver asaveine, even though he did shuvah, but as long as he wasn't misaken as amuvos, he wasn't mifayez the nizek, so then we are allowed to talk Lashon Hara against him for a constructive purpose. because he's an Eleichim Aitampo. He's still Rosh. So we see that Rabbi Meir spells it out, that the Aloche, Avir Shimon Chavere, so without Pius Chavere, is not only implied that there couldn't be Kapore without Pius Chavere, without Tikkun Amuvos, but that the Shem Rosh couldn't be Pakach. In other words, these are the Ibn Odom Lemokim, so there are two elements in Tshuva. Harot Elohova Kabbalah Abeh. There are three elements. Harot Elohova Kabbalah Abeh and Pius Chavere. So we have two halachas. Where do we have this halacha? Now, this halacha, that the Shem Roshi is not Poka, that is deduced from the Posik, Ve'ato Roshi Mifeshesh Yesh Kinoviyu V'yispal Batro. So in other words, that means that without Pius, the tshuva is not tshuva. In Avir Shmuel Chavere, without Pius, the tshuva is not tshuva. With that three elements, Harot Elohova Kabbalah Abeh, Pius Chavere. So it's not tshuva. If it's not tshuva, so the Meir Shem Roshi is not Poka, and of course, there couldn't be Kapore, because Kapore is affected through tshuva. But by Ibn Odom Chavere, so without tshuva, without Pius, there is no tshuva. But the Rambam says, in the Pirush HaMishneh, and the last Mishneh in Yume, so the Rambam says, he mentions the same aloha that he mentions in Yom HaZoko, that the Suya Amshtaleach was capable of being a Hapir, a very talent, even without Tshuva. What he says, but Avere Shmiot L'Chavere, so Suya Amshtaleach was not capable of being a Hapir, even with Tshuva, unless there was Pius Chavere. So that's another aloha, because there we cannot say that the reason is why Soya Amshaleach is not Mechapir, and the Avir Shimon Mechavere, without Pius Chavere, because it's the Tshuva is lacking. Because there are three elements in Tshuva, in Avir Shimon Mechavere. Chavot Elohova Kabbalah Habeh and Pius Chavere. But here, we don't need Tshuva to be Mechapir, and Kalis. And still the Rambam says in Pirush HaMishneh that it's not Mechapir. Even on Kalis, without Pius Chavere, so we see there is another aloche, that there is no kapore in Avir Shimon Chavere without Pius Chavere, which applies to all kapore. It applies to all kapore. But then, there is another aloche, that tshuva and Avir Shimon Chavere consists of three constituents, Harot Elohova, Kabbalah Lahabe, and Pius Chavere. So Menele, if Pius Chavere is lacking, so then, there is no tshuva. So Memele, the Shem Roshi is not Poka. That's why we have to resort to the two psukim. The posik of Bukhniyad Hashem Tito is expressing for the deen that there couldn't be any kapore. Whether it's kapore of Yom Kippur, or kapore of Yisurim, or kapore of Miser, or kapore of tshuva, there couldn't be any kapore without Navir Shimon Chavere, without Pius Chavere, without Tikkun Amuros. And the posik of the Ato Hoshe Vesesesesh, Kinoviu, this Balbatro implies that an Avir Shimon Chavere, they are not two constituents, but three constituents. And without Pius, there is no tshuva, so maybe there is no kapore, and the Shem Roshi is not pokai. Alright, so that answers why do we need two psukim. Alright, that will be it.
I'm going to go to the hospital.
So he has to undertake not to claim the kubya even from without him. Even without him.
So what's the shot?
That was
everything
in that way. No, I didn't want to mention that. But from other shame in the shot like this. I didn't have time to discuss this. So we cannot trust him. So there is a possibility that in the long run he might decide to take him to Islam Jusra.
But at that moment maybe his intention is sincere. Why should we choshesh his intention?
No, but we don't know. I mean, how can we be mazikim as a tzaddik? I mean, continually? Maybe every day he's already chayyul sura. That's how it's mashma for us. But from other rishonim it might be different.
So daik tshuva in general then is not just the mitzvah of humans, it's part of the chiyuv of tshuva. In a situation when a person is...
Of course daik tshuva is, that's true according to everybody.
Yeah.
It's an integral part of the mitzvah of tshuva.
Yeah.
But it's not miyaki.
It's not
miyaki
what?
It's not miyaki, of course,
in worship.
There is a possibility that the Chavis al-Bodhishit is different than us. There is a possibility. I didn't want to go into it.
I mean, Dr. Chuk is not
going to
be
I want to show you something. I didn't want to go into it because that would have been found for several hours. Right, this is the mother of the So he's mechuyev to do tshuva in such a way that he should never in his life take interest even from a book.
eyes of the Gemara is moderate, but in every situation it's very hard to be moderate.
That's right. If a person took interest without Heter Iskeh, so when he does tshuva, so he's mechuyev to undertake, never to take interest, even with the Heter Iskeh.
But probably if he did b'mezi, not for shogeg.
I don't know. Maybe.
I want to show you this letter that I was writing. Maybe I should.